Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that a gone, but I'm out on the road again.
I'm on the road again.
Well, I'm so that a gone, but I'm out on the road again.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. You know, one of the things that, by the way, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll take the poll question this week. Right there on the homepage, right, just go to the right and scroll down just a little bit, and you'll find the survey, the poll. And also, don't forget to check out the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. And I want to talk about one of the chapters in that book, this segment, that I think that you've heard me talk about before, but I just want to talk about it again because it's really important. And let me start out by saying this. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Write this down. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. Now, if you're a small business and you don't know what your customer expectations are with regard to finding you online, if you're not familiar with how customers use, how much they use their mobile device, their handset, their smartphone, if you're not familiar with how they're using that to do business with you, then you have an information deficiency. You don't know a lot about what you need to know. You don't know what you need to know. If your business is not presenting itself inside the form factor of a handset, of a smartphone, in a way that makes it easy for people to read and navigate and to get to you, if you don't have that capability, then you're missing a lot of opportunity. Because here's what you have to understand, folks, and think about it yourself. Aren't you using your smartphone for more and more things than you ever did before? If you had to, couldn't you almost make a business trip with nothing but your smartphone, not even take your tablet or your computer? There's some trips you could make with just your phone, right? If you had to. Some of you may already be doing this. When you move around town, as you travel around, would you leave your wallet at home before you left your phone at home? Probably. Would you leave your cash at home before you left your smartphone? Probably. So this is the kind of behavior that we're seeing now. And plus, more and more people have smartphones because, as you may remember, in 2013, we learned that it now costs no more to make a smartphone than it costs to make a dumb phone. So that means that from now on, everybody's going to have some kind of a smartphone. What does a smartphone do? A smartphone gives you a mobile computing capability. It gives you the ability to surf online, to be more effective on websites, to have apps, to have mobile apps on the screen, right? To do all the different things. And people are increasingly expecting you to give them easy access to you in that small form factor, in the small screen, what our buddy Chuck Martin calls the third screen. And so folks, think about this. When your customers, when your prospects, when your suspects, when your users, as I describe in my book, when all those people are trying to find you online, maybe they don't even know you yet. They're trying to find what you sell, and they're looking around online to find out how far away you are, or how to call you to see if you're still open, or to find out if their product is their order is in, or whatever it may be. Increasingly, they're doing that on a smartphone. And if you're not making it easy for them, if you're not meeting their mobile computing expectations, then you're going to lose business. And every day that goes by that you're not doing that is business lost, and that may not be back. And now remember, it's never too late to fix this. Because somebody asked me, a reporter asked me one time about when he was interviewing me for my books, and he said, well, can you get these people back if you lose a customer because your practices are not agent-to-customer practices? Can you get them back? And I laughed, and I said, they're not mad at you. The customers aren't mad at you. You've just become irrelevant to them. You're just irrelevant. When you're irrelevant to someone, they're not mad at you. They just go away. And so if you want to be relevant to them, you get relevant. You do the things that makes you relevant to them by having, in this case, in this topic, by creating a mobile site, by having someone take your regular website and build a mobile site for it so that when it pops up in automatically, when they request your homepage on their smartphone, it automatically conforms to the mobile site that looks better, that navigates better, that's easier to deal with on a small screen. Folks, this is really important. This is maybe one of the most important chapters in my book, The Age of the Customer. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. Get ready for it. Otherwise, you will become irrelevant. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.